Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with Winning the Game, the podcast where I share and sometimes with guests like today, Fiona Jacob is here, and decades of having the privilege of training already productive leaders to do even better in their leadership has given me perspectives and tools that are so trustworthy and powerful as I keep training, teaching, coaching leaders, and you do too.
I do indeed.
Yes. To discover the innate capacities and power that we all have and get their hands on how to express it in the world so they create impact. On this podcast, you will hear, if you haven't heard already, many episodes about the importance of capacity, of making sure you don't get lost in the production side of life, but that you also dip into, often enough, the capacity side of life. Capacity also meaning power. There is no long-term strong production without you, yes, you listening to this, setting aside attention and time to build your power. We need power, energy, capacity to be able to produce. And some of those practices are daily, some of those insights are one-offs, and for life you have this empowering perspective in life, right? Today we want to explore together, in this fairly short episode, the necessity, I would say, of a compelling game or a compelling vision or a compelling possibility or a compelling future that nurtures you as you keep moving day by day by day by day forward. We have very powerful tools we use called the Daily Four, called Stacking, called Living by the Code, etc. And I've come to see more and more that if we don't have a vision, some inspiring direction to go, it easily becomes a chore and something to do versus something that carries us forward to something inspiring. So what's an inspiring game you're working on right now, Fee, for the next quarter or so? This is unprepared, we're just looking together, right? So in your job, what's a year-end result that actually inspires you deeply?
Well, again, we are in the business of helping people and leaders have impact, yep, you know, in their own lives and worlds, and helping those people lead others to have impact, yeah, as well. So one of the most inspiring things that I'm looking forward to in this quarter is having more people in our programs who are on fire, not literally, on fire in the sense of being deeply inspired to transform their lives, to eliminate the experience of stress and overwhelm, and actually thrive in all areas of their life, in their physical body, so that they feel strong and healthy and they're thriving in that way. So that they have the experience of great relationships with their partner, their kids, their parents, their pets, that they're thriving in business and finance, so that they, you know, get the experience of abundance and contribution to their, either their organization, or if they're an entrepreneur, building their own organization. And that there's a deep connection between them and a power that's kind of beyond what we would call just me, like Fiona the physical. There's spiritual energy and nature, and energy of the universe and energy of nature. Some people might call that God. Whatever that is for the person, that lights them up, that puts them on purpose for their life so that they can thrive, so they can have it all. So that's what I want to see for our organization, that more people are on that playing field and exploring that, seeing that for themselves, having it all and thriving.
Well, I see in here when you talk now, it's this unstoppable inspiration and creation bubbling up, right? And inside of that future, it's way easier to do the daily work that is sometimes not as inspiring, but needs to get done. I'm super inspired myself right now, moving into the fourth quarter soon, of the alignment we're finally finding between our different offers and programs and courses and the language that really works. We're having the Discover Your Power 8-day program that went really well this month. We're moving on to renaming the next program to expanding your power. It used to be called the True Effectiveness Program or the True Effectiveness Experience, but that's going to be rebranded. And it communicates so much better what we are about when we speak about expanding power than many other expressions we tried. And then we have the Lead With Power program, the year-long community, which is just thriving more and more now and expanding more and more, which is, like you said, leading yourself with impact in a way that also impacts people around you to have impact. And the expansion of this expression in the world, it's more moving towards a movement than a business. It's more moving towards being leaders of a movement of impact leaders, creating value in the world, than it is about leading trainings. That's meaningful too, but a movement starts to take a life of its own soon. And I'm super inspired by that.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Now let's talk about reasonable, radical, and impossible.
Ah.
Yes, because we talk a lot right now also in our programs about impossible games. Podcast name is Winning the Game, and we take on personally and we train our clients very intently since maybe 6 months or so to take on impossible games. What does that mean?
Well, it's a great question, and I'm not sure I have a great definition for you.
Well, I can speak.
Oh yeah, you go for it, because I can lead from it. Go.
I know that. It's just, we do this podcast, it's just great because we're looking in the moment, right? No, impossible. In this context of an impossible game, doesn't mean that you can't achieve the game. It doesn't mean you can't win the game. It simply means it's impossible for the current version of who you are to achieve those results. So I have some games set up for next quarter and the end of the year that are bigger than any prediction that is past-based. Because this version of myself don't create the impact at that level. Now, what's inspiring is to have an impossible game that you're truly inspired by, because it calls me to grow and expand my capacity. The next version of Wilhelm Hust can absolutely win that game and fulfill what is seemingly impossible right now.
Yeah. So the way that I look at this is a lot of people look into the world and they don't really look heartfelt. What is it I desire? What is it I want? What is it I want for my family, for my business, or for my finances? What is it that I want for my body? What is it that I want for this deep spiritual connection or connection to God? We're just looking at what's possible moment by moment. And we're not giving ourselves the runway or the leverage to even think beyond what's possible, because most people think, well, if I add 10% onto my business, if I add another weekend with my spouse, that will be lovely for the whole year. As opposed to, well, what would it be like to, as one of our clients, take off to Australia for a year with the whole family? Or what would it be like to write a book and put that out in the world? Or what would it be like? And we start to think not only of what's possible, not even what's reasonable, but we start to look at what's radical and what is seemingly impossible from where we stand now.
Yes.
And I can give a very quick story. The beginning of the year, one thing I wanted to do was to become a published author. Mm. I had no clue how that was going to happen. Like, really, I had no clue. I do a bit of writing. I love writing. I enjoy writing. And then my writing teacher came to me in May and said, hey, Fee, I love your writing. And we're putting together a compilation into a book. I want to have 6 pieces of your writing, and we're going to publish it on November 2nd. I'm sorry. And that is what happens when we step out of being reasonable about ourselves. We step into more radical, more impossible, and we get out there and do what we love. And suddenly, and it is suddenly, I become a published author.
Yeah.
And that did not look like it was going to be true for me at the beginning of this year.
So a year ago, it wasn't a reasonable result that you would be a published author. It wasn't even a radical result. It was a result that was seemingly impossible.
Absolutely.
And through that journey, I know you've accessed deeper call them versions of yourself. You had to expand your ways of being and relating to yourself to be able to write at the level you're writing, right?
That's right. I had to get very comfortable with something which was very uncomfortable for me, which was, if you want to call it, we are human beings, so we've got beautiful light side, beauty and joy and happiness and bountifulness and gratitude. And a lot of my writing came from a darker place, like the genre, as an example, of the Stephen King. So there was a lot of darkness in it, and I was not comfortable with that.
This is such a great example. I want to be a published author. Yeah, it was impossible if you only stay with the light side of write, like the sweet, nice, pleasant stuff. You gave yourself the freedom to dive deep into the darkness of life, the horror of life, the truly dark places that we are not comfortable going, and you put that into writing, and you need to relate to yourself as a person who has that in her and expresses some very interesting creations of the human condition that is not nice and lovely, but it's dark.
It's dark, but it's human.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. And it's all humans.
Yeah.
And was the part we try to, like a beach ball, we're trying to hold it underneath the water.
Yeah.
And as soon as we raise our hands, the beach ball is going to, as it does.
Yeah. And there's nothing I read that you've written that I can't relate to. Yeah, I can get that. I also have that. That's why we love the criminal dramas and the horror movies and everything, because it's all there within us. So you're now a human being with a richer access to more sides of yourself from having had this impossible intention of becoming a published author. And in about 2 months, it'll be reality.
That's right. Yes. And I think the biggest piece was actually trusting myself.
Yeah.
And just leaning into that.
Yeah. Something that I've been more of in the past 6 months is I'm less of a people pleaser. I'm less concerned of what people will think of me. I protect my own truth better. I'm less weak with letting other people kind of trigger me to please them and do stuff. I'm way too nice sometimes for my own good. Doesn't mean I shouldn't be nice now, but I'm more true to myself now, because the games I'm inspired to win, it's impossible to win if I don't create boundaries and stand up for how I see things. And then give people the freedom to have other views, but I'm more connected to what's true for me, and I stand up for myself more now than I used to do. It's actually a big difference, because I'm not working on that. I'm working on the creation of something that's truly inspiring and fulfilling, and that calls me to rise to a new level of truth and authenticity, because I want to win those games.
And it's funny, because we think that it's going to have a particular outcome, but what the outcome actually is that you've become more powerful as a leader, you've become more empathic as a leader.
Yeah.
And more of a leader that people will want to follow, and that's in a way even cooler.
Well, that's what you see from the outside. I don't feel like that always inside. I just feel more clear and certain day by day, because we're going in the direction of something calling us forward. That's not reasonably a little projection of an improvement. It's not even sometimes a radical leap. It's something that we both know we need to learn and grow and develop new competencies, skills, a new language to fulfill. And that's something that makes the daily small little actions that are sometimes quite boring look different.
Yeah. And they mean something. Mean something different.
And you find the power to move on.
Yeah.
So that was today's podcast, I think. Anything else you want to add about the impossible games? And
no, I would just invite people to look at, are you looking only at what is possible or a little incrementally better for yourself? Or are you truly open and seeing beyond and just touching into your own heart and seeing what it is you desire and going for that? Because that will help you to thrive and will help people around you to thrive. And when we stand in our own power, when we stand in our own presence and impact, everything shifts around us. Our family shifts, our friends shift, life shifts. And in a way, I don't know what your experience is, Wilhelm, but it's almost like that the universe conspires to help you because it is your heart's desire.
Yeah, sure. When you truly find a heartfelt commitment, you start to see the world differently, and things that didn't show up before start to show up. So the question is not, what do I not want? That's not the question. The question is not, how do I get what I want? Forget the how and just start with the what. What do you actually truly want in some domain of life? And that's not an easy question to answer sometimes, but hang with that question long enough until you get certainty. Know that what looks impossible is just seemingly impossible, because you can rise to a bigger version of yourself, and the how will start to unfold in that process. So thanks for listening. You'll find more information about what I'm up to and we're up to at wilhelmhast.com. Fiona Jacob on LinkedIn is also a good place to see what you're up to and to connect if you want to do that. Thank you for your interest in listening to this podcast. And there is episodes weekly or so, a couple of times per month with the two of us. And I publish 3-4 times per week, short episodes on the Winning the Game podcast. So thanks for listening.